3776. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back into Gregeth and Hooks on Lincoln Sports Authority, ESPN FM 101.5 1480. I'm Nick Gregeth, Bill Hooks, Willie J hanging out with you. We're going to talk a little fantasy football here for you. Again, we've got Dane Todd coming in, a lot of Husker talk in hour number two. Chances for you to win a bunch of movie tickets also coming up in hour number two. Should be a really fun show. If we get a chance, I know it's baseball playoffs right now. There's so much stuff going on with the NFL and with college football. It's hard to get to those, but we'll try to get hopefully a little bit into those as well. But hour number two is going to be Husker football. All right, so I was not here yesterday. Had a sick little kid at home. I know you guys were talking about saving fantasy football for today. I got a lot of tweets from people asking if we could jump on because they do daily fantasy and stuff. So let's start here at quarterback. Who is a couple of your favorite quarterbacks this week? A
couple of my favorite quarterbacks. I tell you what, man, here's what I like. I like the matchup because I don't think this defense is as good. Marco talked about this team yesterday about not believing in them and the Seahawks.
Mm-hmm.
I really like Baker Mayfield this week. I think he bounces back and has a really, really good week at home against that defense in Seattle. But Seattle could be 1-3 right now, 1-4, 2-3. They haven't been very good on defense. They've given up a lot of points. Give me some Baker this week to bounce back.
Yeah, Baker is in a weird spot. If you go to ESPN's rankings, between Barry, Carabell, Yates, Crawford, and all those guys, here's where they have him, okay? So I'll tell you this.
Okay.
They go 18, 13, 16, 11, 18. Nobody really knows what to make of Baker Mayfield. He's either a fringe starter or a guy in a two-quarterback league that you have no problem as your second quarterback. He has struggled a lot this year, and a lot of times it's from pressure. It's from the opposing team getting pressure on him. And really weird about Baker Mayfield, have you seen the his numbers in pocket as opposed to out of pocket? Let me ask you this. If you were to guess Baker Mayfield, when does his completion percentage go up? He's in pocket or out of pocket?
Just knowing him and the way his style, he'd be out of pocket.
Okay. He has been god-awful when rushed out of the pocket. It shocked me, too, when I looked these stats up. So, like when you have Aaron Rodgers, Pat Mahomes, Russell Wilson.
It has a
skyrocket. There's a handful of guys, where you're like, boy, if you can, Lamar Jackson's another one. If you can get him out of the pocket so that they could buy a little time. Like, think about how many times you see Aaron Rodgers where his left tackle will do a technique where they force the pass rusher inside so Aaron can go around the outside. And then all of a sudden you got Aaron Rodgers where he stops, sets his feet, and it's like he's got a whole new four-minute clock.
So much more.
Yeah.
But you know what those guys you just mentioned also do a great job of? Is keeping that play moving.
Yes.
Their feet never stop moving, but they can also run. They can also get you some yards with their feet. So that DB or that linebacker creeps up, then it creates a hole, and it's like, bam, gotcha.
Yep, and with Baker Mayfield, for whatever reason, Baker is not a guy who operates very well out of the pocket. He's not making good decisions or good throws, and he's a guy that wants to be in that pocket area, which is weird because he's 6 foot tall, but that's where he likes to live. And right now, that offensive line's not allowing it. So that's why I think you're seeing, if you're asking the differences between, why do I have an 18 from Matthew Berry, and then Carabell has him at, Carabell has him at 13, Cockcroft has him at 11. Like, why the differences? And that's where it comes from, because it depends on how you feel about gameplay and if Seattle's defense going to get any pressure. So we'll see where that goes. The guy I want to say I think is going to have a good week this week, while I still think they're going to end up losing the game, which is going to be it's a minor upset, I guess. But Phillip Rivers for the Chargers, I really like him, and here's my reasoning why this week. The Chargers, Phillip Rivers so far this season has completed it somewhere around like 70% of his passes, 400 yards, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions when being blitzed. The Steelers are one of the highest rate blitzing teams in the NFL. And Phillip Rivers, the reason he's doing so well, he gets it out to his running back, gets it out to his very talented wide receiver that he has out there in Allen, and he gets it out quick. And I think if that's happening, I think Phillip Rivers will have a very very good day. And by the way, I think Pittsburgh's going to score a lot of points.
Really?
On there. I do. Even with the third-string quarterback in there, the Chargers' defense has been hot garbage. There's no other way to put it. It's been hot garbage. Got another quarterback?
I do. This guy, again, we talked about him yesterday a little bit as we were making our round around the NFL yesterday, was the Falcons. So surprised that they're 1-4. Matt Ryan's still putting up numbers. He has a chance. I think they're going to win going away this week. They play Arizona, a good time for them at 1-4. Arizona has given up points. Like, they're giving up 20-plus points a game. Matt Ryan could have a field day this week against Arizona.
Yeah, he 100% should. I'll take Kirk Cousins on this week's, as far as who I like. If you're doing daily fantasy, he'll be a cheaper play. He had a big week last week, obviously, against the Giants. Kirk Cousins comes out, taking on Philadelphia at home. Philly, good against the run, but it's because they load up the box. That's what they do. And their cornerbacks have shown that they can get toasted. And I think you're going to continue to see, whether it be Phelan or some of the different players that are on Minnesota, come through for the team. Diggs might have himself a little bit of a game. Keep an eye on Phelan, though. He was out with the flu yesterday. Ooh, okay. So he is sick. So we'll see. He should be good for Sunday, but he's sick right now.
What do you anticipate? Good spot, by the way, for this team, I believe, after two losses, looking really bad. What do you think about a guy like Dak Prescott who gets to go and play the Jets this week?
Oh, I like that matchup. I mean, it's a good one. Although, I would expect the Cowboys are going to start trying to ride Zeke Elliott a little bit more. Mm-hmm. You have to remember last week and the week before that and the week before that.
Like 15
the last,
touches.
Dude, it has not been very many. And I think they're starting to realize that, hey, while it's fun putting in this backup running back and it's fun getting, you know, Dak to throw the ball over to place, Zeke needs to be a focal point of the team. I actually expect a lot of screen passes this week for Zeke because that Jets team is super aggressive
on
defense.
Yes, they are.
They are super aggressive. So that's kind of where I'm sitting there. Is there anybody you don't like?
You know, it's an interesting one. I was looking at this because he's had a decent season so far, and they're undefeated, which is crazy to believe this team's undefeated. I'm a little suspect about Jimmy Garoppolo this week on the road against the Rams. I think he comes back a little this week. That Rams defense is a little bit better. I know that we go back and look at the Tampa Bay game. That was I think they were looking at past Tampa Bay getting on to that following week. I forget who they played, but they were looking ahead. This Rams defense, I think, will get it done this week. Mm-hmm. Against Garoppolo. Yes, I don't think their receivers. He's made those receivers look a lot better because he doesn't have a lot.
No, he doesn't.
Receiving core.
Well, it's
all
based
off. And they've got some talented DBs in that defense for the Rams. Mm-hmm. I think Garoppolo. I'd be cautious about him this week.
It's all dedicated on play action pass and getting the ball to his tight ends a lot of times. But as long as if their run game can go, then they're going to go. If it can't, he's going to have to put it on his back, and we'll kind of see how he plays. He's been good so far this year, but that is a really tough matchup that you're talking about. I'd say real quick, finally on quarterbacks, a guy I'd be a little wary of this week as you look at him out there. I think Matthew Stafford might be in for one this week against Green Bay's defense. Green Bay's defense has been playing really good. Stafford, to his own credit, has been playing really well this year. But this game is at Green Bay. It's outside. It's going to be chilly. I don't like Stafford this week. He's been good. He's been really good.
Really good.
But the weather's about to change, and it's about to be time for Matt Stafford to maybe struggle a little bit. Let's go to the phone lines. We got Gary calling in. Gary, what's up?
Hey, was last week a breakout week for Deshaun Watson?
I mean, he's the number two quarterback this week. He's going to do well, I think. He should be one of your top three or four quarterbacks in fantasy.
I got him.
Good. Then you are good.
So
he'll score points this week against Kansas City for sure.
I was asking you, you remember, I sent you a tweet asking you about McCoy and Jones.
Jones, the wide receiver for the Lions, is that who it was?
The Lions, yeah. Marvin Jones.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Hey, now I'm just thinking that McCoy's not going to get as many touches because Hill's back, right?
Yeah, Hill's back, but you know, Hill should play. They're still, today is a big day for Tyreek Hill to find out if he is going to end up being able to play.
Because I put him back in the lineup because that's what I was reading. Now maybe I need to revisit that, huh?
Well, okay, so here's what I'll tell you. And I think this is pure speculation by me, but last week Kansas City had a situation where McCoy fumbled the ball on a screen pass, and I personally think he got benched. I think they had a loose benching for him last week. In response to that, their running back sucked out loud. McCoy is averaging 5.5 yards per carry on the season and is their leading rusher on the year. Kansas City is going to have to get back to running the football a little bit more to keep teams honest, especially with all the injuries they have.
I agree. Yeah.
Damian Williams is averaging, so McCoy has 40 carries on the year. Damian Williams has 31. He's a guy that's their starting running back. Damian Williams is averaging 1.8 yards per carry. He's terrible at running the football. I think McCoy's going to actually get it would not surprise me if McCoy outsnaps the other running backs this week.
Okay, well,
I would roll with him. I have him on my team. I would roll with him if he is your best option there. Between those two, for sure.
Because I have Lindsey, and I can't remember the other. The guy from Atlanta, Devontae.
Yeah, Freeman.
Freeman, yeah. You bet. So, and I'm not going to replace them with McCoy, so I'm going to put McCoy at the flex.
He's a good flex this week.
Bye.
All right, man, thank you. I really firmly think the Chiefs are going to start having to run McCoy a lot more. Mm-hmm. And the only thing that's keeping him out right now is that his pass pro hasn't been great. It's
been great.
He's trying to figure that out.
He's the most dynamic guy they got.
100%. Darrell Williams he's got 4.5 yards per carry, 17 carries, 75 yards. But he just is not, he is not the running back that LeSean McCoy is. Like, no. Williams has to have really good blocking to get to where he wants to go.
McCoy
in that spread out offense, he can get it going. So I firmly expect McCoy to slide in there and be the guy for this team.
I agree. Now, a guy at running back that I really like this week is Mark Ingram. Love Mark Ingram this week against that Cincinnati defense, which currently ranks 31st in the NFL, giving up 168 yards a game. 168 yards a game in Cincinnati. I like this week for Harbaugh to put the ball in Ingram's hands a lot because they can get off and get going against that defense.
Now, I just told you I think McCoy is going to be the guy who's going to get a lot of carries on this team, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Kansas City Chiefs so far have been rotating people in and out. Whether it be McCoy, this is another reason I like McCoy this week because he's a good pass catcher. The Houston Texans as a team have given up an NFL high 45 receptions this season to running backs. So, and it's the fifth highest completion percentage on short passes. I firmly think McCoy is going to get more carries and he's going to get utilized because they got to figure out right now they're out there trying to piecemeal this running back situation together, and it's not working out in the offense because running backs typically need to get touches to get their mojo going, and no one has been able to get it going on this team because of how much they've been sliding around. So I'm not a fan of that.
I got a question here for you.
Yeah.
Flex spot. Are you going with Jarvis Landry, Melvin Gordon, Calvin Ridley, or Will Fuller?
Boy, Fuller's on the bottom of that list for me.
Well,
probably.
Hold on real quick. Who was your second guy?
Melvin Gordon.
Melvin Gordon, like the running back for the Chargers?
That's right.
Yeah, man, I'd put him in.
Really?
Yeah, I would.
All right.
He's their starting running back. He'll get going. Last week was his first week back. He'll get going. Just from pure opportunity, he'd be the right guy for me.
Yeah, for sure. Pure opportunity. If you look at that, again, I looked up that defense for Pittsburgh. They're 21st against the rush.
Sweet. Just made the move.
Yeah, I would personally go. You have some good options there for your flex.
Well, for the wide receiver, Devontae Adams, Juju. So we're not going to take those two.
Too much.
Yeah, is Adams back this week?
I hope.
Was he gone last week?
He was gone last week. I don't know if he's back this week.
Yeah, he's projected at zero right now.
Then I'd say you might want to remove him.
So Jarvis, next one in.
Yeah, probably. He didn't have a great week last week. But yeah, I would say maybe Fuller. I mean, here's the deal: Kansas City's gonna they'll give up some points. I don't know. I have this feeling, and I might be wrong. I have this feeling that this is what the Chiefs do. They're going to lull you into a false sense of hope here and have a really good game this week on defense for no reason. And you're going to be like, oh, they're doing better because they're not as bad as what they were last week. They'd actually been better at a lot of stuff, but then last week was just hot garbage all around. I personally thought that it was a great game plan by the Colts. I give them a ton of credit. Chris Carson for the Seahawks against the Browns. I do really like him a lot. He's a guy that they're giving the rock to a ton. Pete Carroll, he's one of those coaches where if you're struggling, say, like, because Carson was fumbling a lot, he doesn't bench you. Mm-hmm. He actually comes and puts his arm around you and said, we're going to give you the ball even more, so take care of it. And then they get going. So I like Chris Carson at Browns.
You know, there's a couple interesting matchups with really good defenses against the rush this week. The Eagles-Vikings game, because Dalvin Cook has been phenomenal this year so far, that Eagles defense will run out the number one rushing offense in the entire National Football League against Dalvin Cook this week. Something to watch there. Also, another interesting matchup out there, Christian McCaffrey's been electric as well. He might be nursing a little back injury they were talking about a little bit. But that Buccaneers team, at sitting at 2-3, they have the number 2 rushing defense in the entire NFL.
Nice.
So just a couple matchups out there to watch for, with some really, really good running backs to watch for there.
All right, let's slide over here to wide receivers. Who are wide receivers you like this week?
Boy. Oh, man. That was one I was looking at. I just lost it.
If I'm looking at a few, I already told you I like Kirk Cousins. I think Adam Thielen's going to have another really big week. If he puts together 2 weeks in a row, he's back to being a top 10 receiver and just a set him and forget him kind of guy. We've been saying it all year. Kirk Cousins was terrible to start this season, right? But I've got 4 previous seasons worth of watching him play to know that he is going to be a productive quarterback in this league. Will he be a great one? No, but he will be productive. And I've got 2 years of sitting back at Adam Thielen and looking how good he's been with Minnesota as well. So I personally think Thielen is going to get back. You don't just fall off the table like that when you're completely healthy. And this offense will get rolling. So I like Adam Thielen this week against Philadelphia.
Yeah, you know, there's a couple out there that I like, and you could probably pick. It's been so tough to watch out there, but Julio Jones has the potential to absolutely go off this week against that Cardinals defense because they give up like 284 a game. Matt Ryan is passing for like 331 a game. Something's coming to a head, whether it be Julio Jones or Ridley or someone, but one of those guys, and I would err towards Julio Jones. I'm not sure they have a guy that can. Most teams don't have guys that can cover Julio Jones. Watch that matchup this week. I think he goes for like 120, 130, somewhere in that game.
Give me all sorts of Terry McLaurin. I think this dude's going to be awesome. He's with Washington. He's a rookie wide receiver from Ohio State. They're playing at Miami. I'm expecting, actually, in that game, there to be a bunch of points because neither team plays defense, and they're always giving up points all the time. And he's a really good player, and I think he's going to have an opportunity to have a really big week this week. D.D. Westbrook, too, by the way, has kind of dialed in with the mustache Minshew. And D.D. Westbrook has really started catching on. If you're in a PPR league, he's had, I believe, 5, 5, and 7 are the catches that he's had each week the last 3 weeks. The touchdowns will start following, guys, and he'll become the player that I think a lot of us thought maybe he was. To start that guy, I'm staying away from. I don't care what they say. Sammy Watkins would not start for me this week. He played one down last week, and here's the deal. In that offense, it's too good of an offense to sit, guys. You know what I mean? Sammy Watkins would not be a guy that I would play this week.
Looking at Golladay, you know, going to Green Bay, is that a safe play?
Golladay, I told you already I don't like the quarterback in this scenario, but Golladay consistently puts up numbers. I think he'll still come out of that game with, like, 5 catches for like 85 yards, something like that. I don't know if he'll score a touchdown. Green Bay's pass defense has been really, really stinking
good. Their defense
good.
Overall has been really good.
It has been really, really good. And I just don't know that they're going to be, they'll be able to get him loose. Is there anybody else for you, buddy, before we
move on? I don't
have
anybody else there.
Tight ends here?
Mm-mm.
All right, so that's where we're at there.
Does Tyler Lockett have a big week at Browns?
Tyler Lockett is a guy that if you decide he's either all or nothing, you know.
Yes, absolutely.
And I'm one of those people like with DeSean Jackson all those years. I stay away from them. They're not my guys. Now I might miss him in a week where he gets 35 points, and I'll be mad about that. But then the next 2 weeks where he has 4 and 2, it all averages out, right. And he doesn't help you win. So you got to really kind of play the matchups on that thing. I do expect that game to be a higher scoring game, so that there's ample opportunity, which is all you can ask for in fantasy football.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, man. Is there anybody else? I think Mohamed Sanu could be a sneaky daily play for all the reasons you gave.
Yeah, I think everybody in that Falcons. I was even going to go with the tight end. If you look at like Austin Hooper's numbers.
Austin Hooper's been really good.
This is what he's done in the first 5 weeks. 9, 4, 6, 9, 6. Those are the catches.
Yeah, he's been catching a lot.
He's only got to the end zone twice, but man, he is catching the ball all over the yard.
I hope you guys listened to me a month ago when I told you that you needed to go pick up Seahawks tight end Will Dissly. Remember that? I said, guys, he's on my team. I put my money where my mouth is. Hooks knows. Yep. He's been on my team, and he was available in like 97% of leagues after week one. Do you guys know, over the last 4 weeks, who the number one scoring fantasy football tight end is?
Probably your guy.
Yeah, it's Will Dissly. If he's for some reason still available, go get him. He's had at least 5 catches and 50 yards in every one of those games. He's been targeted almost 30% of his routes this season. He's the number two receiver for Seattle. He's turned into their number two receiver.
Number two receiver. Wow.
So I would definitely say that that's a scenario.
Well done.
It's a good one. Yeah, man, it's a good spot to be in if you need him. Is there anybody you don't like this week that you would shy away from? One of my favorites who has not had a great season this year, Geronimo Allison, I would stay away from. He's not getting the targets he got last year. But this week especially because he plays in the slot, and they do a really nice job with the Lions of going against people who are playing in the slot.
Aaron wants to know off Twitter, flex non-PPR, Gurley, McCoy, or Juju?
Well, non-PPR, I would go Gurley.
Yeah, you know what scares me just with Juju? He's having a decent season, but their quarterback situation is just...
it's abysmal.
It's bad. Yeah, it's awful. Tough. Like, that's going to hurt him. Just as soon as Big Ben went out and then you got Mitch Rudolph out, now I don't even know what's the guy's name that's even playing this week. I don't even know who the quarterback is.
I can't remember his name all of a sudden.
Can't remember, and I lost him. He's a guy that's just 50-50 to me right now. Just because they know they can cover him up and they got to go somewhere else.
Yeah, he's the problem with Juju is I do think he's a guy at this stage in his career. Now, he's going to be a really good player down the road, but at this stage in his career, Juju Smith-Schuster still needs – he's very quarterback dependent on a lot of his stuff and getting open and that kind of thing. So I'm not a huge fan of that. As far as other tight ends to tell you that I really like, how about Greg Olsen with Carolina going down there at Tampa Bay. Now, Tampa Bay has been terrible at guarding the tight end.
Now, is he still, I know as he got off the plane in London, I believe he was still in concussion protocol. Don't know if he plays or not, if he gets out of it.
He does not carry a tag right now. Okay. So okay. As of right now, he does not.
I really mentioned something yesterday. So I was just,
Olsen does not carry a tag right now. So he would be a guy to look at. And then also, as you look down some of the other tight ends that you might like this week, Jason Witten is always a good play in a situation against New York Jets where I think they're going to get to throw in the end zone a little bit. He's been commanding the football for some reason in that offense, and it continues to work. So I would say he's not a bad spot for you to look there. Gerald Everett for the Rams had a huge week last week.
Huge.
Do you think he continues that this week?
Oh, boy.
I do not.
I do not.
I will say no. Jared Cook for New Orleans, I think, is going to struggle a little bit this week against Jacksonville. Jacksonville's defense is not what they had been, but they've been a team that gives the ball up and gives yards up to receivers, not tight ends. They still have a very special middle linebacker and as well as safety play. So I am not a huge fan of Jared Cook this week on the other side of that. So,
yeah.
Okay, I mean, give you a few. I hope that helped out a little bit for everybody involved. Sorry we're not able to get to that last week. Did you see the New England Patriots defense has more points scored than Zeke Elliott, among others, Juju Smith-Schuster?
Did you see their defense coming into it yesterday? At one point, I don't know whether it finished up, offenses were 8 of 64 on third down. Now, go look at that schedule a little bit.
No, it'll tell you a lot. Super easy.
It'll tell you a lot about that schedule. But 8 of 64 in any defense, in this many games, that's pretty impressive.
If I were Kansas City and maybe Houston, I'll put maybe Houston in there. Regardless, you're going to go into the playoffs. The Patriots will probably lose only like two games. They're not a 14-2 team.
No.
They're more like a 12-4 team, something like that. So if you're the Chiefs or Houston, you'll feel good regardless. Back after this.